Athabasca, it is a unique situation to be in for a beloved local nonprofit group now that they can be open again following the COVID-19 pandemic. Road to Hope transports anyone living in the town or counties of Athabasca and Lac-La-Biche as well as from the village of Boyle to Edmonton for cancer treatments as many times as are needed, but right now they are looking for people to drive, both drivers and clients to drive. We've been up and running since July, and we've navigated COVID and everything, said President Daniela Cameron April 12. And we actually are struggling with getting clients now. Pre-pandemic, the group was getting close to 500 trips per year, all at no cost to the clients using the service, taking pressure off family and friends who may not have the time available to shuttle them and wait, sometimes for several hours, before bringing them home. Hypothetically, your mom has cancer, Cameron said. Her treatment plan is twice a week for 6 weeks and you can't drive her because you're working. A Road to Hope driver will pick up the client and take them to wherever the treatment is, usually the Cross Cancer Clinic in Edmonton, then wait as long as necessary before bringing them home again. We provide that service for you, we take you door to door, she said. And our Road to Hope driver will stay the entire day. If your treatment starts at 8 a.m. and you're there until 6 p.m., they're there the whole time waiting to bring you home. Drivers are compensated for fuel and for lunch, but they are otherwise truly volunteering to take strangers to cancer treatments. We don't ask for anything because we are a nonprofit, but usually our clients are quite generous, and they'll donate money because it would cost them a lot more to pay somebody, said Cameron. The group also hosts a successful golf tournament every September in Athabasca and a Run for Hope 6K fun run in Lac La Biche, this year on May 28 at Sir Winston Churchill Provincial Park. We just want to make sure that people are aware of our services, she said. We use social media a lot, but that doesn't really grasp the clientele sometimes either. Not everybody is on social media. A sentiment shared by coordinator Jessica Wallace. On one hand, we're trying to be positive about it, but I know every time I talk to somebody in the medical profession, or I've spoken with people in Lac La Biche, and they don't realize we're open again, Wallace said. There are people who need our help, but they just don't know that we're here yet. You can attend the annual general meeting 7:30 p.m., April 27 at the Grassland Community Hall, or if you want to sign up to either drive or be driven to treatment, call 780-327-9442 and Wallace can provide assistance. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca.